talking about a wrestling show this morning, a wrestling show that features dwarfs. The show is scheduled to come to Wales next month, I believe, but some venues in England have already banned it because they find it offensive. Now, Christina Gray has a son with dwarfism, and I'm really glad to say that she texted the programme this morning. Thanks for getting in touch, Christina. Morning to you.
Good morning.
So, let's start with the show then. Do you think it should be banned?
Well, let's put it the other way. Is it really athleticism, or is it a modern-day freak show? The actual people that advertise the show use the term midget, which dates back to the Victorian freak shows. In fact, if you ask anybody in the dwarfism community, across all charities, they are against the word midget. Even Little People UK and Warwick Davis have spoken up against it. Why? Because this language is derogatory, and it's language that's used against people on the street. Abuse is hurled at people with dwarfism every day just because of the way they look. So if you're telling me that these wrestlers are going on there to do professional athleticism, then, you know, fair rights, equal rights, go and do athletics. But actually, no, this is a sideshow. They even call it a sideshow in their terminology and advertising. In fact, some love to be part of comedy skits. Some just do midget tossing kind of stuff. Do you know what midget tossing means? It means physically throwing a disabled person across the room. My child has been born with a disability, dwarfism. He can do anything he chooses to do. He can put his mind to anything. But if somebody on the street watches these shows and then they turn around and think it's acceptable to pick up my son and throw him, then I'm sorry. We've got to move on. We're in the 21st century. I mean, if somebody with Down syndrome was put in a room and started wrestling another person with Down syndrome because they're athletic, you know, it's a disability. It's a condition that gets mocked every day. How is this acceptable in the 21st century, Doc? I mean, come on. I respect to Leicester, respect to Dorset, and respect to the Restricted Growth Association because they are speaking for the majority of people living dwarfism who are not in the entertainment industry. A very few minority get paid good money to make a spectacle of themselves, which has a detrimental effect to generations and generations and generations. Thank goodness we don't have the Victorian freak show, but is this not just another form?
Okay, I want to read a statement out to you, Christina, because Coyote Ugly is the venue putting on the shows in Wales. We invited them on the programme, they were unable to join us, but a spokesman has told us, well, I know it is a shame, isn't it? But they've told us that the shows are set to go ahead, and they say the aim of the event is to change the perception of people with disabilities.
Do you know what? I'm so sad. How is that changing the perception when people are going to be laughing at them, jeering them, mocking them, dressed in fancy costumes, being thrown across the stage? Are people seriously going to watch people wrestle for their athleticism, or they're going to go and watch them to laugh at them, jeer at them? Yeah, these people get paid good money for this. Good on it for them. I'm glad that they found a form of employment. But hang on a minute, can they just stop and think about the thousands, in fact, many thousands of people that lives are being put through hell because of their selfishness? And actually, it is selfishness. They can go get any job they like, but to me, this seems like an easy job. And actually, in society, we should be standing up and saying, hang on a minute, no other minority group gets treated like this. If you were a sexual minority, you wouldn't be treated like this. If you had a different coloured skin, you wouldn't be treated like this. The very term midget links to the term, another word beginning with N-I and finishing with R. We know what that word is, and it's not acceptable to say that word anymore. So why is this term still acceptable to be used and branded? It leads to hate crimes on the street, and I'm very passionate about this because I have a son who's 7 years old. He has to go in the playground with his friends.
And that's what I want to bring it back to, Christina, because that's what Lee was telling me earlier, who also has dwarfism, and he was saying, look, you have this show, but think of the impact this will have long-term.
I think also, Dot, what you said, what Jay said, just let it be. You know, if we just let everything be in life, I'm sorry, I don't have that attitude. You know, Jay may actually get his income from the entertainment industry, and he might feel slightly threatened by this, so he has a biased view. But you've got to come beyond the self and think about the wider good of society. I can't let this be. This is the future for my son. This is the future for perhaps his children and his children's children. Don't see that on display in a freak show at the circus. thankfully we've moved on from, as far as I'm concerned, this is a modern day version of that. And so adults who go to this show and think it's acceptable, just look at yourselves and say, if that was my son or daughter in there and I was shouting and jeering names at them and laughing at them and seeing it acceptable to throw another human being across the room, I'm sorry, you know, anybody can have a child born with dwarfism. One in 25,000 chance, it's not in my genes. The majority of children born with the condition are born by adults who are average height. So just stop and think for a minute. Yeah, we have freedom of choice. Those guys can go and do that job. But I challenge the media as a whole. You know, when you see programs on TV where somebody with dwarfism is down the toilet being called an evil toilet dwarf by A-list celebrities, comedy shows, how do you think that affects a woman pushing her child in a pram who has dwarfism, who's then referred to an evil toilet dwarf and threatened because of such things that have been seen in the media and on TV? We've got to move on from this, guys. I couldn't speak more passionately because it's real for me and my family.
Oh, Christina, you've spoken so well about it on the programme this morning. Absolute pleasure having you on the programme. That was Christina speaking of the impact this show might have on her and on her son who has dwarfism. I'd love your reaction to that, caller. Has it changed your view on this story? Maybe you heard me read this out this morning and had a little smile on your face, maybe. I don't know. Were you thinking, oh, I might go and watch that? Have you changed your mind after listening to Christina this morning? I'd love to hear from you. 03700 100 110. Lynn Bo-